Good afternoon. Welcome to Mitaki Green Chapel International Service. And today is the third Sunday of Advent. So you can see the three candles are lighting. That's great. Today I'd like to share the Christmas message. This famous scripture, Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 25. The title is Emmanuel. Well, what does God with us mean? Let's read. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be with child together, child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Great passage. Today I'd like to give you a very simple message. What does Emmanuel means? What does God with us means? Yeah, God is with God with us. Amen. That's all. Yeah, why not? But I'd like to expand or explain a little bit more about the truth of God with us, the truth of Emmanuel. First, I'd like to say what does God with us means. God cares us. God cares us. If you are with somebody, you just sit beside somebody. You feel something, and if you have something in your heart to your neighbor, maybe you kind of concerned, you know, what she's doing or he's doing, you know, is okay with me, or, you know, is his shoulder is okay, or, you know, or you want to do something. It's kind of our nature, you know. But this nature comes from whom? The God. Our God created us that if we are with somebody, especially if we have love or concern, we want to care. Like the testimonies we heard. But God sent his own son to show his cares. He He's not far. He's not some old guy with white beard and, you know, just playing with the whole world. He's not just the God, you know. He cares us. He wants to do something. He's thinking about us, and he loves us. So he wants to care. Jesus called himself, "I'm a shepherd. You know, I'm a shepherd. We are his sheep." Shepherd means care the sheep, not just selling sheep. The owner sells the sheep. The shepherd, they don't. They just care the sheep. In Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way just as we are, yet was without sin. Our high priest, our Savior, Jesus, he is unable to sympathize." He's not the high priest who is unable to, which means he is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. He knows our weaknesses. He knows we are weak. He knows we are bad. We are sinful. We are selfish. You know, we are sheep, not the dog. We are sheep. We are tempted, some good food, something weird. We are easy to lost, likely to be lost. But he knows our weaknesses. But still, he cares us. Even though he knows our weaknesses, but he wants to care. He wants to protect. He wants to feed. He wants to heal. He wants to say something. He's the care. And also, Isaiah 9:6 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Wonderful Counselor." Amen. He's the Wonderful Counselor. I'm a professional counselor, probably you know. I do counseling for many people. And many people ask me, who is my counselor? Counselor, if you have something problems, what are you going to do? Who is your counselor? I said, God. Yeah. Jesus is my counselor. He's the best counselor ever. Wonderful counselor. He does not say anything what I'm saying. The best counselor doesn't say anything, just listening. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, 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 yeah. Because counseling is not saying something. Counseling is listening. Counseling is like a listening the heart, listening the feeling, listening the anxiety, listening inside. If you say something, if you expose what you're inside with your words, your anxiety will go on. That is God's system. But if you cannot say, if you cannot go out, put in your heart, you'll be mentally ill, or you'll be, you know, maybe sometimes discouraged, you know, serious condition. So counseling is just listening. Jesus listening. Jesus is the best listener. He's listening. Yeah? Wherever you say, you can have counseling without any money. I charge $10,000 an hour. Wow. Wow. Our members are free. You know, yeah, this is the privilege of the member of Green Chapel. Free counseling. without the, this church, 10,000 in an hour. Wow, it's too cheesy. But our counselor, Jesus, charges no, any money. Amen. That's why he is called Wonderful Counselor. Yeah, perfect and free counseling. Wow, great. Yeah, just all you have to do is say something. Yeah. Say something in your prayer. But the key is that what I said, you have to say, not put in your side. Of course, he knows what inside, but in Romans said, Holy Spirit help us to pull out the things even we cannot explain. Say something. Explain with your words in prayer. Jesus is listening. He cares. He cures your heart, your wounded heart. So God cares us. That's the point one of what does God with us mean. Emmanuel. Always. 24-hour counseling. Wow. I don't want to do that. Once a week is enough. But Jesus, he's listening. 24 hours. How many people? Oh, I don't want to count it. Wow. But that is him. And point two, what does God with us means God supports us. Supports us. Romans 8:13, the 31. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, Jesus came down to our side. Jesus is our side. Yeah. Have you ever tried sumo? Maybe no. Japanese boys are grown with sumo wrestling. Yes. Yeah, when I'm in junior elementary school, we did sumo many times. Yeah. I'm not so strong. I'm very small when I was a boy. Yeah, chibi, you know, very small. Yeah, because I was born in February. Yeah, so I could not beat against the born in April or May guy. It's bigger than me. Yeah. So sometimes I grab the sand and throw it before I start fighting. They're just teasing, cheating, so it's not a good one. But I won sometimes, you know. And when I did the sumo, I felt something. Somebody, if I'm somebody on my shoulder, on my back, and push, you know, for me, you know, somebody, I need somebody to push for me was this big guy, but I can't. Yeah. But the Bible said God is for us. Why this for you use, you know, for, not God is with us or on us. It's for. Yeah. This is like God is do anything for us means, you know, this is God is just on our side. God is more than that. Yeah. God can do anything for us. This Greek means. And also Colossians 2:13-14, I love these passages. When you were dead in your sins and in and cursed and the circumcision of your sinful nature, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and stood opposed to us. he took it away, nailing it to the cross. Amen. Nailing it to the cross, nailing the debt paper, you know. He put all my debts on his cross. Hey, look at my debts on my cross. I'm free. Amen. He supports us. He is for us. He wants to do anything for us. That's the guy. That's why he is called Emmanuel. God with us. And of course, God saves us. God saves us. His name is Jesus. Jesus in Hebrew, Joshua. Joshua means Jehovah the Savior. Yeah. So, correctly speaking, Jesus is Yeshua. Yeshua in Hebrew. Yeshua. Yeshua. Yeshua is Yeshua, Jehovah the Savior. That's the name of Jesus. That's the name of Jesus. You know that? Jesus means God's the Savior. Jehovah is the Savior. That's why he will save his people from sinners, from sins. Jesus introduced himself. I'm your Savior. I'm your Savior. Of course, there are many Jesus at the time, though. You know, there are many Joshua. Like even today, there are many Jesus, Jesus, Joshua, right? Son of James. Yeah. Many, many Jesus. Many Jesus. They're okay. But the true Jesus is this guy. Only Jesus Christ is the only Savior. Only the Savior. Jesus himself said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and save what was lost." Jesus came to seek the lost. To seek the lost. He does not say, "Okay, I'm Savior, I'm waiting. Why don't you come? If you come to me, I will save you." No, he came down from the heaven to on this earth and looking for and seeking you where you are. Even you're hiding back. "Oh, Lord, I'm so sinful. I cannot see you." But Jesus called you. "I'm here. Open your door. I'm here. I'm looking for you. I love you. Why don't you come out?" That is why I came down. That's why he said, "I'm the shepherd. I'm looking for the lost sheep. Even I left the 99, they are okay, but I'm come down to seek you because you are lost." 1 Timothy 1:15 said, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst." Oh, I love this. Who said this? Paul. Is he the worst? I'm worse than him. Paul said, "I am the worst." But this is his recognition, you know. And of course, he persecuted the disciples, Christianity, and churches. That's why I say I'm the worst. But even the worst one, Jesus came down to save. He can save anybody. He can save anybody. Even the person on the cross right next to Jesus. The guy was saved, the first one, by Jesus, right? That's a sign. Anybody can save. So Emmanuel means God saves us. He came down to this earth to care us, to support us, to save us. And what's the last promise of Jesus when he left on this earth. Matthew 28, 20. What the last word of Jesus? Remember, surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. The Gospel of Matthew started with the call, Emmanuel, and the last sentence, I am with you always. The sandwich, Emmanuel and Emmanuel. This is the promise. Jesus said, not just I'm with you. He said, I am with you always. Always. 24 hours. 365 days. 24 hours. Every second. Wherever you go. Whatever you do. Jesus with us. To the very end of the age. To the very end of the age. Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. He's with you. He's with us. He cares you. He supports you. He saves you. He saved you wherever you are. He can save you. Save your worst situation. Save your sin. Save your family. Save your marriage. Save your business. Save your children. Save everything. That's Him. Emmanuel. He's with you. Not far from you. He's with you always. Amen? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful service because you are here. We know you came down, threw out the throne of godness. You came down to care us, support us, and save us, Lord. And show that you are with us, Emmanuel. You are not far from us. You are not uncare, God. Lord, thank you so much. We will never give up. We'll never stop. We'll never say no because you are with us. Sometimes it's impossible for us. Sometimes it's hard to overcome. But today we say no, because you're with us. Because you're for us. Because you're our God, Emmanuel. Thank you for the words, and thank you for your promise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.